This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Leroy Stoddard, please note the following medical letter, period. Leroy is L-E-R-O-Y, Stoddard, S-T-O-D-D-A-R-D. On January 9th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed several bills, comma, and took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 69-year-old male. Height 6 foot tall, weight 250 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a fall injury on or about October 11th, 2022, period. He was walking into Menards and there was apparently some liquid on the floor which he did not see, period. This occurred approximately near aisle one, and the patient fell backwards and onto his left side, period. He had temporary loss of consciousness, and he did hit his head, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, right shoulder, comma, and left knee, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, he is still having problems with his neck and both shoulders, period. The right shoulder is greater than the left, period. His knee pain has improved, period. New paragraph. His neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He states he had surgery on or about March of 2023 for his neck, period. They were doing surgery for a pinched nerve, and he states that this fall contributed to a major part for the need of surgery, period. His feeling is that it was a 90% contributor to the need for surgery, period. His pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is a burning, stabbing-type pain, period. He does have limited range of motion, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his right arm to his hand, period. He states that he had 80% less neck pain prior to this fall injury, period. New paragraph. His right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. His understanding is that he had soft tissue injuries, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It occurs approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is described as a throbbing and burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The patient states he had 80% less pain in his right shoulder prior to this fall injury, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. This did require surgery on or about 2022, period. He states that surgery was contributed to this fall by approximately 80%, period. He states that his pain got approximately 60% worse after this fall injury, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was approximately 1 week after the injury. He was seen by an orthopedic specialist, Dr. Key, K-E-Y, in Ocala, Florida, period. X-rays were ordered, physical therapy ordered, period. He followed up with another orthopedic specialist in Ocala, period. He was seen by a nurse practitioner once, but really did not care for that nurse practitioner, period. He was seen by Dr. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, an orthopedic specialist at the University of Florida that required surgery on his left shoulder, period. His right shoulder apparently sustained a similar diagnosis, but they did not want to do surgery because of potential nerve damage in the neck, and they wanted the neck checked out first, period. Before Dr. Wright before surgery, Dr. Wright advised an MRI to be done, period. Treatment was slowed down to COVID occurring during this time frame, period. He saw Dr. Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E, who did neck surgery in Gainesville, period. He also saw a neurologist, Dr. Gaudier, G-A-U-D-I-E-R, who did some testing, period. He states Dr. Monroe, M-U-N-R-O-E, advised neck surgery, period. He was referred to Dr. Babu, B-A-B-U, for nerve testing and referred him to surgery, period. He did have physical therapy, period. He did have some injections, both diagnostic and therapeutic, in his neck, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 10 pounds, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, and driving over 2 hours, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicine for diabetes, comma, metformin, comma, trazodone for sleep, comma, Singulair, comma, Proair, comma, a hyperlipidemia medicine, comma, and Norco, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Norco at the same dose prior to the fall, comma, aspirin, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, insomnia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, COPD, comma, and asthma, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient had neck surgery in approximately 2004 due to a motorcycle injury where discs were damaged, and he had plates as well as replaced discs inserted, period. He has not had prior neck injuries, period. He states he had 80% less neck pain until this fall injury, period. The patient had a right shoulder injury in 2002 at work while he injured cartilage, resulting in surgery in both shoulders in 2002 for cartilage injury and bone spur, period. He states he had 80% less pain in his right shoulder until this fall injury, period. He has not had prior right shoulder injuries, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder was injured in a work injury in 2002 with torn cartilage, period. He states that he developed 60% worse pain after this present fall injury, period. He has not had prior left shoulder injuries, period. The patient had a motorcycle accident in 2004, injuring his neck, requiring surgery, period. In 1980, he was involved in an automobile accident where he injured his knee with torn cartilage, resulting in surgery, period. He had a work injury to both shoulders in 2002, resulting in surgery, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for neck, comma, bilateral shoulders, comma, bilateral knees, comma, amputation of the left small toe due to deformity at birth, and a hiatal hernia surgery, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of a retired tool and die maker, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. At this time, I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records and would like to comment on just some of the pertinent studies. interventional pain and spine note September 8th, 2022. He was complaining of right shoulder pain, left shoulder pain, and neck pain, period. Their assessment was 1, cervical post-laminectomy syndrome, 2, cervical spondylosis without myelopathy, 3, lumbosacral spondylosis without myelopathy, and 4, chronic pain syndrome, period. Office visit notes January 27th, 2021. Seen for a chief complaint of low back pain, comma, cervical spine pain, period. Presents to the office today with cervical spine pain that has recently got worse after a slip and fall on October 11th, period. Although he had a previous history of cervical pain, he underwent surgery in 2004 for neck pain and pain in both arms with complete resolution of this problem until the recent fall, period. On examination, there were abnormalities documented, including diminished range of motion in the cervical spine, period. Orthopedic Institute notes October 18th, 2021, a 66-year-old male who is following up for neck pain, period. They discuss MRI results of the cervical spine, December 4th, 2022, showing C2-3 moderate to severe left foraminal stenosis, period, at C3-4, moderate left and a mild right foraminal stenosis, period. At C4-5, there is mild central, comma, moderate right, comma, mild to moderate left foraminal stenosis, period. Prior hardware from C5-7 is noted, period. Cervical spine x-ray, April 9th, 2021, demonstrating anterior C5-7, anterior cervical discectomy with unchanged backed up position of C7 screws, period. Impression was neck pain with the associated diagnosis of cervical radiculopathy, period. An extensive amount of several other medical records were reviewed and are noted in the record, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, comma, taking the history from the patient, comma, performing an IME, I have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the fall injury of October 11th, 2020 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, neck trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, cervical post-laminectomy syndrome, comma, an aggravation of prior neck injury resulting in surgery, period. Number 2, right shoulder pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, an aggravation of prior right shoulder pathology, period. Number 3, left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, an aggravation of prior pathology, period. Let me correct that. Aggravation of prior pathology resulting in surgery, period. Let's please correct diagnosis number 2, period. I may have said resulting in surgery. Diagnosis number 2 is right shoulder pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, an aggravation of prior right shoulder pathology, period. Let's not mention surgery. Diagnosis number 3 is resulted in surgery, period. Diagnosis number 4 is left knee trauma, comma, strain, and pain resolved, period. The above 4 diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury of October 11th, 2020, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment, I would like to make the following comment, period. The patient, as a result of the fall injury of October 2020, does have a permanent impairment as it relates to the neck, comma, right and left shoulder, period. As a result of this fall injury, the patient will have permanent pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas that will last him the remainder of his life, period. Injuries to all three areas were an aggravation of pre-existing pathology that occurred prior to the fall of October of 2020, but were all significantly aggravated as a result of this fall period. This fall injury was a major contributing factor to his ultimate surgery in his cervical region and left shoulder, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in the cervical and bilateral shoulder regions as a result of this fall injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter analgesic and anti-inflammatory medicine would cost $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some additional injections in the cervical and bilateral shoulder regions will cost approximately $3,500, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A back brace to aid in his cervical pain would cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient does require assistance. At the present time, it is his wife that helps him 2 to 3 days with everyday activities, including house cleaning as well as outdoor chores, period. As the patient ages, a left shoulder replacement surgery may be necessary, and this would certainly have been contributed to by this fall injury, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but have not performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.